Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop board. A lot to get to today. Rhea Hughes will join us in about 40 minutes from now. We will, later in the show, discuss the injuries to the Eagles on that defensive side. Oh, boy, not great. And Jalen Hurts and the aggressive offense. A lot of people hope to see. We shall see if we see it on Sunday against the Bucs. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Listen, I don't know if y'all saw the video, but Smitty's wife was walking down on the field.
Okay.
And the security guard was, like, recklessly eyeballing.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh.
Listen, the thing is this. Fellas, if you're going to recklessly eyeball somebody's wife, number one, don't get caught, and definitely don't get caught on video.
Yeah, but the problem is there's cameras everywhere. Everyone's got a camera in their hand all the time.
Don't be recklessly eyeballing.
That might be the lesson.
You can take a little quick glance.
That might be the lesson. Yeah, you can't
just like, he broke his neck.
Yeah, he needs a neck brace. Like one of those old school neck braces, like when you get an accident, he needs one of those.
Just wait till someone sends you a picture of their wife.
Yeah, he was liking the chocolate. What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Well, you know what you've done. Yeah.
What did I do? First of all, I don't feel like I was out of line for that because
you were. I mean, we discussed
I was not
at length.
As a friend,
we
me and Aaron are friends.
The case was closed.
No, because Aaron said his wife was hot, so I was like, okay, let me see.
Yeah,
that's the next question.
You did it on the air. Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, let me see.
Yeah. No,
and you know, you do when you say you have a smoking hot wife, you owe it to the people to show everybody.
Case was closed.
Yeah, it was closed.
Ching, ching.
All right, you know what case could be closed in about 4 or 5 days?
What's that?
The single season home run king of the Philadelphia Phillies. How about the Phils last night? What a rout of the Miami Marlins. The number 2 seed is clinched. We're done. We're finished. The 2 seed is wrapped up. The bullpen really wasn't a big part of the story last night, but do I feel, I felt good for 2 months on the Phillies now. Like, they're playing good baseball. The bullpen, we got to settle in, but the offense I feel great about. The starting pitching, even without Wheeler, I feel good about. And last night, 8 home runs, but Hugh, the story really is Kyle Schwarber and 2 home runs last night, putting him at 56 home runs.
56.
So with 4 games to go, Kyle Schwarber is 2 home runs away from tying Ryan Howard, the record he set back in 06. And he is now 3 home runs away from being the all-time single-season Phillies home run king. And, Hugh, I saw something last night. I gotta jump off this because I think we all should want Kyle Schwarber to go for this record. Like, this is an awesome feat for Kyle Schwarber. He's had an incredible season. And we're watching one of the great power seasons in the history of the National League, in the history of the Phillies, obviously. And for this, with 4 games to go, he's got a real shot to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that in some instances, you're like, all right, if a guy's banged up, you give him a little rest. Kyle Schwarber's not banged up. And I want him to go for this record. I think we all should. But I saw this last night, and I lost my mind. Elliott Shore Park, who we love.
ESP.
So, you know, last night, and we'll play it and talk about it over the course of the show today, but Rob Thomas was asked, like, hey, you know, rest or rust or, you know, Schwarber and this weekend, you know, because these games are now going to be meaningless. The Phillies' magic, the Brewers' magic number to hold the Phillies to the 2 seed is 1. Like, if the Brewers win today, they're the 1 seed, right? So the Phillies are really going to have a weekend here that is, by the book, meaningless.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean Kyle Schwarber should sit. He should play. Elliott last night tweets this. Interesting decision by Thompson. Eagles face a similar situation and prioritize winning instead of giving Saquon a chance to break the rushing record. Phillies prioritizing the record.
elegant and idiot.
Well, that was last night.
Elliot's living his truth.
He can live his truth. And while there are some parallels, can we quickly go over the differences? Kyle Schwarber is a designated hitter.
Yeah.
He is not a running back. There is no one tackling him. Mm-hmm. Other than a random, weird, kind of out-of-nowhere injury where a pitcher goes up and in and hits him, he's very, very, very unlikely to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing is the Phillies have a bye. He's going to get 5 days of rest next week before the first game of the playoffs on October 4th. The Eagles didn't have a bye last year, so even though I wanted Saquon to go for the record, week 18 was the Eagles' bye. They created their own bye because the game was meaningless. So mm-hmm. at least there was that. Like, even though I disagree with it, I understood the logic there. The Phillies have a bye. They don't need to create a bye this weekend and take away the timing of this hitter. Let Schwarber go for the bye. The chances of an injury are so minute. It is baseball. It is a timing game. They have a bye next week anyway. Hugh Douglas, I think we all should want Kyle Schwarber to go for this home run record. I know I do, and I hope he gets it.
I applaud Elliot for living his truth. Let me say that first.
Now, why
I
do
respect...
you do this? Why Can do you do this?
May I please?
No, say he's an idiot.
Elliot has his reason to feel the way that he feels. But I just feel like this is something different. I feel like what Kyle has been able to do, and he's a designated hitter.
Yes.
You know, it's not like he's doing a whole lot. Let that man go out there and get them at-bats to try to hit a home run to break the record, at least tie it. You know, I mean, I don't think it's the same thing. I really don't think it's the same thing. You know, when you talk about the risk of injury, that's it's not as great as it is for Saquon because, you know, you can get hurt out there blocking. We were talking this morning. You can definitely get hurt getting hit by on the hand or whatever.
Yeah.
But – I think you deserve to give him that. I really, really do. So I don't have a problem with him playing this weekend.
I think he's earned it. And also, I think it helps the Phillies that he continues to have that bats this week. Again, they're not going to play on Monday. They're not going to play on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or next week. They're just not going to play. They have a bye. They're not going to play their first playoff game until Saturday, October 4th. So he's going to have plenty of rest here. And Hugh, look, if he was banged up, right, if he had a hamstring that was tight or a quad or an oblique, that's a different story. Then it's like, all right, let's be smart here about this and get him ready. We don't have any of that going on. And the other big difference between this and the Saquon thing is Saquon, when the Saquon discussion was a big story last December, the reality was his offensive line had to play in front of him. So you're risking an injury to them too. If the Phillies really want to give rest to Bryce Harper, who's been sick, or JT, who's got a hand banged up, that's a different story this week. Just play Schwarber, bat him lead off, get him the most at-bats as possible, get this record, and let's go. 215-592-9494. Can we hear here how it sounded last night? A little montage of eight home runs, including a pair from Kyle Schwarber.
The 3-2 pitch, swung on, hit in the air, center field. It's deep. Going back, Marcy, to the track, at the wall. He jumps. It's gone into the hedges, and it's an all-time Major League record for Kyle Schwarber, his 55th. Home run of the season. It's his 23rd off a left-hander, a record that has stood since 1949.
Swung on, lifted in the air, left center field, long run, Marcy back towards the angled wall, at the wall, and that ball is gone.
It just clears just to the left of that State Farm sign, and Edmundo Sosa returning to the lineup with a go-ahead solo home run, and the Phillies lead 2-1.
Swung on, hit well. Deep right center field, that's on its way. And that ball is gone over the stands as Bryson Stott crushes one to right center.
3-1 Phillies.
Here's a swing and a high drive left field, that's on its way. And that's a three-run home run for Edmundo Sosa.
And the Phillies breaking it open now in the bottom of the fifth. They lead it 6-1.
And it's swung on, rocketed to right, high and deep, and on its way into the second deck.
No doubter from Schwarber, his second of the night. Kyle Schwarber with home run number 56 on the season. 7-1 Phillies.
Swung on, lifted to deep left, on his way back to the wall. Sanoa, that one is gone.
Back to back for Schwarber and Boehm. That's number 11 on the season for Alec. And it's the sixth homer hit tonight by the Phillies.
Here's Otto Kemp, and he crushes one. Left center, it's on its way, and it's gone.
It's a two-run home run for Otto Kemp, and the Phillies have matched the franchise record with their seventh homer of the night.
Swing and a drive down the left field line towards the corner, and that one is gone off the hands of a fan at the top of the railing. Oh, they're going to say fan interference. The there signal is yes. in. Carapaza yeah. says it's a home run. And Edmundo Sosa will trot the bases. It's a 3-home run game for Edmundo. And the Phillies have set an all-time franchise record with 8 home runs tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, it's not easy for a 3-home run night to be overshadowed. I mean, that's what happened last night. Edmundo hit 3 bombs last night on his first day off the injured list, and he was overshadowed by Kyle Schwarber. What a night. What a season. And I say let Schwarber go for this record. He doesn't need any rest this weekend. I'm not worried about injuries. 215-592-9494. For Kyle, where do you come down as Schwarber is at 56 homers?
Yeah, Elliot has issues. I mean, what are we doing here? It's like, I don't think there's any real comparison to the Saquon Barkley thing, especially considering the Phillies are going to have the bye week. The man's a DH. He's walking to the dugout, right. going up to the batter's box. I mean, the odds of something insane happening are extremely slim. Yeah,
this isn't a catcher.
Right?
This is a
and
DH.
Like, and if I made the argument that, like, that Saquon could get hurt in warmups, then, you know, I could make this, like, Schwarber get hit by a meteor on the way to the on the way to the stadium today. So, like, well, I'm not trying to put that out.
Yeah, don't put that out.
Especially off the rapture talk the last time.
I mean, look,
yeah,
the Phillies can rest when they're dead, okay? And that means when they're eliminated from the playoffs. Like, you got to let the guy go for it. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, and I think you go back the last few years, Kyle Schwarber does not get hurt. I mean, again, I don't want to jinx anything.
He's been pretty durable. That's the better way to say it.
Yeah, he's been very durable. So this year, he's played in every game. Last year, he played in 150, and I believe the only time he missed last... Remember, they put him in left field in a game like last June or July, like 2024? He got hurt the first day he was out there. Then he came right back, DH, didn't get hurt again. In 2023, he played 160 games. This isn't a guy that just, you know, is lacks durability. He's super durable. There's 4 games to go. Let this guy go get the record. I think it'd be awesome. And keep the timing. They have a bye anyway. I don't want him sitting around for a week and a half before the first playoff game. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down? All right, coming up, we'll hear from Topper. We'll hear from Schwarber. Schwarber's answer was interesting on what he wants, what he'll do, and the team goals here, obviously, to go win a world championship. Should the Phillies let Schwarber play every game down the stretch, 4 games to go? Or are you like Elliot, and I guess some people, that say, yeah, give him rest. This stuff doesn't matter. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.